Now on Triple M, Paul Hazelby. If you can't remember the last time you had your brakes checked, call 1300 Automasters.
Yeah, it's that time of the morning to catch up with Paul Hazelby. Mate, good morning.
Good morning, Troy. Hope you're going well and looking forward to what's going to be a massive weekend of footy and also a lot of other sport going on.
Yeah, it certainly is, mate. Not too sure where to start, but hey, let's start. Last night, good win for Melbourne in Sydney last night.
Are they back? That's the big question. They get their first win. They beat the Sydney Swans by 22 points on the back of their skipper, who was outstanding. Nathan Jones, 3 goals, and Max Gorn and Braden Pruce for the first time. They went with 2 big ruckmen, and it sort of worked too because Pruce kicked a couple of early goals to get them going. They trailed by 20 points at one stage, but still were able to get back into the contest. And now it raises a lot of questions about this Sydney Swans team. We know they've been so brave for so many years, consecutive finals, but they've now lost 9 of their last 14 at the SCG. So that's a concern. And they've got a guy called Buddy Franklin on big money now. We're going to talk this afternoon a bit about what the Sydney Swans could do with Buddy Franklin. And we see the American model at this stage of some players' careers. They would move them on to a team that may be more likely. Will they have the guts to do that? I'm not sure, but we'll have that discussion because they've got some ageing stars, Josh Kennedy, McVeigh, Grundy, I think all on their last leg. So changing times at the Sydney Swans.
Certainly is. Hey, tomorrow, of course, the 49th Western Derby, mate. You're no stranger to these, winning 4 Ross Glendinny medals. Your thoughts on the game there tomorrow night?
Well, I think it's going to be a beauty. I think, obviously, the West Coast Eagles go in as favourites, but we know history tells us that it could go either way. I like the selection of the Fremantle Dockers. They've gone with something different. They chose 2 small forwards in Sam Switkowski, who comes back from that hamstring strain, and Lachie Schultz, who was unlucky to be omitted. But clearly they feel like forward pressure is going to hold the key to this game. They didn't go with big Sean Darcy, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him come into the lineup in the next 24 hours. But I like the more mobile set-up that they're going to go with. But to beat the West Coast Eagles, it will be difficult because they're all class. They've got the best back line going around. They've got a very good midfield now, and their forward line has been the benchmark for a period of time. I believe Josh Kennedy's getting closer to a big bag, and he's got a good record in the Western Derby, as does Shannon Hearn. But I'm going to go Elliot Yeo for that Glendinning Allen medal.
Okay, Elliot Yeo for you. All right, other sport happening, mate. Of course, the Masters Golf is underway.
Yeah, it is. We all love the US Masters. Yeah. There's so much history tied to this event. But Brooks Koepka at the moment, he's the leader, 6 under, but some good scores for our Aussies in the first round. Adam Scott at 3 under, Cameron Smith and Jason Day at 2 under as well. So good to see them still in that contest. There's still 3 days to go, of course, but right in the mix. And the other big story overnight was Israel Folau. Now, Rugby Australia looking to terminate his contract on the basis of homophobic slurs made on social media. It's not the first time he's done this, and I actually agree with their decision, because whilst there is freedom of speech, you do have to respect the values of your employer, and that's Rugby Australia at this point in time. So it'll be fascinating to see where this goes. There is a bit of talk about the NRL and Rugby League maybe picking up Israel Folau, but it comes with a bit of baggage, no doubt about that.
And I know you like your horse racing, mate. Tomorrow, the final run for Winx.
It's been a bit emotional, the build-up, I must admit. I've watched all the races back this week, and my favourite, and the greatest horse that we've ever seen in Australia. I don't think there's an argument against her now because of the 33 straight wins. I think it's now 25 Group 1 victories, and the way she's done it, she's done in Sydney, Melbourne, all different distances, all different tracks. It's going to be a sad day. It's going to be an emotional day, and let's hope the great one can finish off on a high.
All right. Mate, thanks for your time this morning. Look forward to hearing you this afternoon from 2 right here at Triple M. And I believe we're not speaking to you next week. What, you sort of taking holiday somewhere? What?
Yeah, you're going to take a bit of a break, get away, and you're going to have the great man Carl Langan next week.
Mate, enjoy your time off, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Troy.
Yeah, the great man Paul Hazelby there this morning. All with thanks to Automasters. And if you can't remember the last time you had your brakes checked, don't forget, call 1300 Automasters.